Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Welcome to Japan Top 10. This is episode 386, Japan Top 10 Indie Artist Interview number 8, with the bands One Eyed Closed and Two Cowards. I'm your host, Edward.
And I'm Dean.
Japan Top 10.
Let's get into it.
Okay, shall I kick off?
Yes, please.
Our 2021 annual listener survey is out. Give us 5 minutes of your time to let us know how we can improve, and we can give you a chance to win $100 gift card to a retailer of your choice. Visit our website at jtop10.jp for more details.
Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners from around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
Want to join our team? We've got open positions currently that need to be filled. Join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there. Check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for details, and you could be working with me and Edward.
Absolutely, please do. We'd love to hear from you. And if you are an indie band or artist that makes Japanese music and is looking to be featured on our podcast, you should reach out to our music director, Haley, by sending her an email at haley@jtop10.jp. That's H-A-Y-L-E-Y at jtop10.jp. We may feature you on a future episode. See our website at jtop10.jp for more information.
Want to hear this episode announcement and ad-free? Consider joining our Patreon Donors Club, starting at just $1 a month. Visit jtop10.jp/club for the details on all the great benefits of being part of our Patreon Club.
And boy, are there a ton of benefits. You should really do it.
Yeah.
So, Dean, you are interviewing the band One Eyed Closed.
Yes.
Why don't you talk a bit about that? How did it go?
Yeah, it was great. It was really interesting. I had the guitarist, Non, and the lead singer, Ray, and they're the two main songwriters in the band. Ray is originally from the United States, and he loves Japanese music, so he moved to Japan to try and make it in the Japanese music industry, and he's formed this band with Non and two other members of the band who weren't with us. One of the things I love about doing these interviews is, well, you know this, Edward, and I think I've mentioned this before in other episodes, that, you know, I'm a musician and a songwriter myself, and I've been doing it for a long time, but I'm always inspired by talking to these bands who are, you know, making their way, starting out, making their way in the industry. Yes. So, One Eye Closed. They've been active since December 2019, when they released their first EP, Kane. So they haven't been around for that long. The members are Ray on vocals, Non on guitar, Yasu on bass, and Kei on drums. They're influenced by Western and Japanese music, and rock, R&B, hip-hop, and jazz. Their song, Low, was featured as the ending theme to the video game No Straight Roads by the Malaysia-based video game studio Metronomic, and was released on PS4, Xbox, PC, and Nintendo Switch on August 25th, 2020. One Eye Closed are signed to the London-based JPU Records since November 2020. And their first full-length album, Adam and Eve, was released on May 29th, 2021, so just a few weeks ago. And you can find them on social media. You can find them on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Spotify and YouTube, and they're actually releasing a new song on July 21st on their YouTube channel. So, so it'll be out, I think, by the time this episode is out. So go and check it out. They'll tell you about more about it in the interview.
Mm.
So
I'm Ray.
Ray. So today I am joined by Non and Ray from One Eye Closed. Thank you very much for taking the time to meet with me today.
Thank you so much for inviting us.
Thank you.
I just want to, first of all, I'd like to ask, how did you come together as a band?
Right, that's a good question. So first, Non found my previous band and he liked the music that he heard, and he shot a message and asked if we could collaborate on a song. And that was back then when I was living abroad. Right. And I told him actually that I was I'm moving to Tokyo actually, and you know, he wanted to start a band with me then, maybe meet up first. And then we had a lot of similar musical interests. And we started the band with just the two of us first.
Right.
And then you can tell the next story.
Our story. So about the SNK?
Yes.
So after the meeting with Ray, so we got the opportunity about local live performance.
Yep.
So then of course we need a drummer and bassist. So the Yas and the K are the friend since my friend since when I was a university student. Means so old friends.
Yeah.
So and they have really good skills about instrumental.
Yeah.
So yeah. That's it. So we invited them.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And then we just started hanging out in recording studios, and yeah, we became good friends, and then we became One Eye Closed.
Right. You became good friends, and then you became One Eye Closed.
Yeah, exactly.
So you started, when was it? Late 2019, is that right?
Yes.
Yep.
That's right.
Right. So, okay.
Mm-hmm. We actually, if I can add to that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Non and I were, you know, it was just the two of us at first and When I Closed, and we were writing a lot of the music by ourselves, but we didn't officially form as a four-piece band until late 2019.
Right,
so,
okay.
So our most popular song right now, Low.
Yep.
Is actually the second song we wrote ever as me and Non.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we recorded that in a very cheap practice studio just the two of us. And then, but as we started getting more serious, then we brought in Yasu, our bass player, and Masa, our K, our drummer.
Right.
Like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Where do you get your inspiration for your music from, or your lyrics? Let's start with the lyrics first. So
well, of course, like many songwriters, it comes from, you know, us.
Right. Yep.
Within, right? Yeah, our personal experiences. But I find it hard. I don't know, I think like many people, I don't know about you, but it's hard for me to talk about my personal experiences.
Yeah.
Through me, you know?
Yeah.
So I have to always make up like a fictional character or concept for me to hide behind, you know?
Yeah.
Basically hide behind the mask. It's easier to talk about problems when it's not necessarily you.
Yeah. Yeah. You
know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
Right. So I write a lot about that, and lyrical concepts are based off maybe like stuff I watched recently, maybe movies,
right?
And books and recent news events. So for example, our song Monster,
yep,
is actually, we really got the basic concept from watching the movie Joker.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, with Joaquin Phoenix and another movie called My Friend Dahmer by Jeffrey Dahmer, the serial killer.
Oh, right. Okay.
Right. And then basically we wrote off that. A lot of different inspirations, but I think essentially I hide behind like a mask to write about my own personal experiences.
Right. Yeah. Like a lot of songwriters do. Yeah.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm.
So how did you get involved in the Japanese music industry?
For myself, you know, I grew up in California.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And at my time, I didn't see many Asian Americans, you know, performing or really in the main industry, major music industries, except for a site like maybe like Mike Shinoda and Johan from Linkin Park.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, there were a few, but I struggle to find my Asian identity, especially as I am mixed.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And I was born in the Philippines, but I always grew up with influences of Japanese culture around me, even as a kid.
Right. Yeah.
And you know, with that curiosity ever since I was a child, it just kept growing and growing and growing. And I found rock music, you know, music in Japan. And it's like, oh, wow, there's like Asian Americans, or not Asian Americans, but Asians like me, people like me making music like this. You know?
Yeah.
And I was really inspired by that. And thankfully, the industry has, you know, changed internationally now.
Yes.
But now, you know, I have that love for Japanese music, and that's why I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. But I think Non has a different experience because he is, of course, born and raised in Japan.
Yeah. First of all, I'll ask Non. Do you have any moments in your music career that really shaped you as an artist?
Oh.
So, 影響されたとか、
inspired ってことだよね。So, some artist name.
Yep.
Okay. So, actually, there are a lot of, mainly a lot of Japanese rock band.
Yep.
So, and especially, Dylan Gray. Do you know Dylan Gray?
Oh yeah, so,
yeah. But so actually, I don't think the typical J rock. They are not typical J rock.
Yeah.
But mainly, I get inspired from them.
Yeah.
And so, except for them, the pop and like punkish J-rock music.
Yeah.
So a lot of, so mainly indie band.
Right.
So like about the how to make and how to make a melodies and the chord progression.
Yeah.
So and how to arrange the guitar. So a lot of things from the mainly Japanese indie band.
Right.
Yeah.
Can you name a couple more? So you mentioned Dear On Grey, Eric.
I love to hard the mainly Vocaloid music.
Oh, okay.
Vocaloid music and the White Fist. And then so Uplift Spice. I love bands. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Kind of. Yeah.
Thank you. And Ray.
You're talking about moments, right?
Yes.
That shaped me as an artist.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a hard. It's a very hard question. First time I've ever been asked that.
All right.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of different things. Primarily, my family.
Right.
You know, my dad, well, actually, everybody in my family is an artist, you know, or does music. And my dad was a guitarist, and I was separated from him for a long time.
Right.
From different countries, and I was very young at that point, and I, you know, I wanted to impress him by the time we finally met again.
Yeah.
So I started practicing guitar, and he was always playing guitar and always singing in the house, and I really wanted to impress him. And that's one situation why I started playing music.
Yeah.
Right. But definitely seeing live performances, like I saw Linkin Park live.
Oh, wow.
At their tour, Project Revolution. And basically, I felt that, wow, you can do something with music. I was really moved.
Yeah.
You know, and I was always a shy kid.
Right.
I was always a shy kid. And, you know, and I never really spoke out loud, but I always found a voice in music.
Yeah.
I'm sure you think you understand that too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I found comfort in music, and I wanted to share that with the world.
Right.
And that's it.
Yeah. And I think sometimes if you're shy, because I was a shy kid too, you know, because you're shy, it's hard to express yourself in words, in speech, and that's why you have music as an outlet to get your voice out there. Yeah, yeah, I get that. Okay, so we're just going to take a little break from the questions in this part of the interview. Okay. We're going to listen to a song.
Okay.
And we're going to listen to Low, which came out in 2019. What can you tell us about the song? About the songwriting process or?
Right. So, we'll talk about the concept. Non and I touched on earlier that we recorded this in the corner of a cheap practice studio. Wait, we have a really funny story about this. Non, can you tell the story when we were recording them?
Hard to explain.
We had a time limit, right? What's our time limit?
Yeah, only 3 hours. So right. we should take all of vocal tracks.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of tracks, but so we have only 3 hours, So my PC, so we used my computer.
Laptop.
Yep. So, and then my charger was broken. So sometimes we cannot charge, but sometimes we can that. So we had a lot of trouble.
Yeah, we got cut to like half, right? We had like 1 hour and a half left.
Yeah. Oh wow.
So that's one funny backstory about that. Just all right, next track. Okay, next track.
Yes.
So a lot of that was essentially one takes, you know.
All right. Wow.
All right. But the concept about this, the song Low comes from the concept of when I first came into a live show, you could really feel the bass frequencies from the amps, right?
Right, yeah. And
that just felt so good, right? Yeah. So yeah, exactly. You feel it in here.
Yeah.
So low means that I'm referencing to the bass frequencies of the first time I felt that.
Right.
Right. But the concept of it was when I moved to Japan to pursue music, a lot of my friends were, you know, saying like, oh, he's crazy for doing that. It's not gonna work.
Yeah,
it's not gonna work. And the lyrics are about basically, don't give up. It's gonna hurt a lot. There's people who are gonna leave, but keep doing what you want to do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's the concept of the song.
Right. Thank you. And now we're going to listen to Low from 2019.
I need to walk.
when you tell me to. When push comes to shove, it's not enough to stop me. Fell down a couple times, you like to watch me lose. Like to watch me lose.
Okay, so that was Low from 2019. So you have quite a few biblical references in the titles of your EPs. Cain,
yes.
And Abel.
Yes.
And your full-length album, which came out in May.
Yes.
Adam and Eve.
Yes.
Where does that come from?
I knew this question was going to come up. First of all, we want to say we are not a Christian rock band.
Okay, cool.
Right.
Yeah.
But I did grow up with Christian background, you know, but but I was never that deep into religion itself.
Yeah.
And the concept of When I Close with the releases so far is all about, you know, inner demons, right? And my whole life I was questioning God, my beliefs,
right? Yeah.
And, right, like, it, why have you forsaken me, that kind of
right
type
yes
thing. Yeah, right. And I couldn't run away from that, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why I wanted to put in Cain and Abel into the themes. But more specifically, I chose Cain because, you know, the story of Cain and Abel.
Yes.
Very famous even for non-Christians.
Yeah.
He killed his own brother. Right.
Yeah.
And in a sense, I use that metaphor because I couldn't talk about my problems as myself.
Uh-huh.
So in a sense, I had to kill my self,
right?
You know,
yeah.
To talk as a different person, like an alter ego.
Right.
And I use that character Cain, and I named my quote unquote alter ego Cain.
Oh, okay.
And because, and I think Non might remember, I had very bad stage fright. I was very nervous. Right, to go on stage, no one would be like, "Hey, don't worry, you'll be fine."
Yeah.
But and I always had to sit in a corner, and it sounds cheesy, but I had to switch to that character to be able to get up on stage.
Yeah,
and that's why I had to kill the real Ray the music to come out. Yeah, and Abel was about. Now I felt a little bit more comfortable talking through my real self, and that's why I named it Abel, the guy, the brother who was killed, has his chance to talk this time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And Adam and Eve is a compilation of Cain and Abel, and we just wanted to continue the biblical references and as the start of One Eye Closed's journey.
Right. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yes.
That's very deep.
That's thank you.
So yeah, you mentioned inner demons.
Yes,
there are recurring themes of feelings of not belonging.
Yes,
depression, inner demons, yes. As you said. So, what do you think are some of the ways in which mental health and the music industry are interconnected?
Oh, wow. That's hard.
Yeah.
No, I got that.
How will we connect the theme?
Yeah, music and mental illness, mental health.
しいて言うなら、やっぱり音楽はなんか 100% ハッピーじゃない人が求めてると思うから、100% ハッピーな人は、なんか don't want music and acting movie there are a lot of art、so だからきっとあのケインのテーマ understand that there it means there are a lot of people can understand ケイン theme and they want to music for their なんていうんだ
themselves
help Yeah. だから、そういった意味で、ちょっと難しいな。答えになってるか分かんないけど。でも、
Yeah, so he said it's a very hard question and he's not sure if he's answered it. But so to add to that, I think this is just my personal opinion, but I think music is very personal. A lot of things are personal, but music, you can sit alone. You know, and enjoy.
Yeah.
And often when people are alone, that's when their thoughts come out. You know, the inner demons start attacking. And I feel like music can help drown out the noise.
Right.
Or it can lead to... Because music has a huge outlet. It can reach a lot of people. And it just shows that there's a lot of people out there that understand.
Yeah.
It's a very hard question. I'm not sure if I've even answered it myself. But yeah, definitely that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I think you've both answered the question.
Okay.
No, there are people out there who are, you know, through music, they're looking for people who are like-minded, who think like them, you know? So if you write, I mean, I also as a songwriter, I write very personal lyrics, and you know, not all of it is happy stuff, but you know, people are looking for that kind of thing. Oh, it's not just me that feels this way. This guy who's singing on Spotify at the moment, he feels that way too. You know, I'm not alone. But I really like the idea of the drowning out the noise as well, the noise of the inner demons when you're alone. That's
right. So I always believed in that when the world shuts you out or drowns you out, you drown out the world back by turning up the volume.
Right, yeah.
Right. Nice.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Well, thank you for tackling that question.
Thank you.
It is a very difficult, it's a difficult question.
It's fun.
Your song, All of Us, deals with the struggle of living up to societal expectations.
Yes.
So is that, does that come from living in Japan, where there are societal expectations, or is it about the music industry itself?
A little bit of both.
Right. Okay.
Yes. Non, do you want to talk about that? All of Us concept?
Concept. Yes. まあでもその2つだよね. So, especially Japanese culture. So, how can I say? The same idea, do you know?
Yeah,
a lot of people should have same idea. So like that if you do the different thing than other people, so like that you will stand out is bad meaning.
Yeah.
So like we don't agree with that culture. And of course, the music industry too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So both, yeah.
Yeah, I think when I close, like we're very, I think we're very approachable people, but we don't like being told what to do. And there were a lot of times where it's like, oh, you guys are a Japanese band. You guys should sing in English. It's gonna sell more. You guys should sing in English and sing in Japanese.
Yeah,
because you'll sell to the J-rock community or the anime community. And we could totally do that, but now because people are telling us to, like, never.
Right,
we don't want to. Right, and there's a lot of we grew up in the underground scene.
Yeah,
you know, and. The metalcore scene to be specific, and the metalcore scene here is either you shout, you do breakdowns, you know, instigate mosh pits.
Right. Yeah.
So they're like, oh, you guys should do stuff like that. You do stuff like that, you know. And now that people are telling us to do that, we don't want to do that. We just want to do what we like. And now because we were doing the metalcore stuff, a lot of people were like, you should play more pop-friendly music for the radio. And they're like, okay, now we don't want to do that either. So that song is all about, you know, sounds cheesy, but fight the system. Just
right, yep.
Drown out the noise. Like in the music video, we were blindfolded, and that really refers to not just Japan, but the world just blindly following trends of what sells.
Yeah.
Yes, and that's our concept, I believe. Hopefully we explained it well.
Yeah, thank you. So how did you come to get involved in the video game, No Straight Roads?
Right, so, well, honestly, I was scrolling through Facebook and I saw an article of a new video game that was in the works, and by Juan Hasmer, who was the ex lead game designer for Square Enix for games for like Final Fantasy.
Yep.
And I saw the little, I guess, a pitch about the story about music revolution and fighting the industry.
Yep.
And I just shot them a message. It's like, oh, I really like your game and what it stands for. And I just want to let you guys know we understand that as a band. We understand that as a band very well.
Yeah.
And our song Low was about that, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Forget the haters and just keep doing what you want to do. We sent it off to them and they said they really liked it and it resonated with the game. And they actually had another original ending song they were planning to do, but they cut that out and put us in.
Oh, wow.
We were very thankful for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. So it really pays to be proactive, doesn't it? You know, with your involvement with JPU Records and with this opportunity with the video game. It's both, instigated both opportunities.
Yes.
That's it.
And we really believe as a band that some of our biggest things came from just a simple hi in a message.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
And very casual like. And being proactive as a musician or anybody in business or artist or what have you, it really helps.
Yeah,
because there's that chance that somebody will listen.
Yes, and no one's going to do it for you. So,
right, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. So, where are you looking forward to traveling as a band? I don't mean literally traveling, but your future, moving on in the future. What are your future plans?
Of course, we want to continue making more stories with our music, and we would love to first tour around Japan. We've been meaning to tour around Japan, but as you guys, you know, global pandemic definitely stopped it. So we would love to meet our fans around Japan, and thanks to JPU Records and No Straight Roads, we have thankfully received a lot of fans from globally,
right?
And we would love to meet everybody, and I'd love to talk to the fans and hear their stories, you know, stories that will inspire me and so on. And of course we want to play, you know, big arenas, hopefully. Right. But, you know, we just want to continue making music.
Yeah.
And hopefully we find an audience and that can relate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. No, do you have any goals?
A plan in the future?
Yeah, I want to close. Mm-hmm.
Basically, I agree with Ray. But I want to make more works. So, like, more high quality music video, more high quality production, more mixed a lot of genre music.
Right.
And except for music, about art.
Yeah.
We want to do something.
Yeah.
So a collaboration with the how can I say, acting. Yep. Yeah. Musical. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Kind of. Yes.
Yeah, we're One Eye Closed, I think, is a very involved band in what we do.
Yeah,
we are in JPU Records, and a lot of misconception is that a lot of labels do everything for you, but
that's not
the case. We make our own jacket arts, cover arts. We design ourselves, and actually, we have a new song coming soon.
Mm-hmm. Right.
From the time of this recording.
Yep.
So July 21.
Oh, great.
And July 21. And that was the first time where I made a concept and storyboard for a music video. Oh, and wow. Non and I were really hands-on with the directing. Even Non did the casting for the music video. And you know, I think we're creators. None and I are not just musicians.
Right. Yeah.
We love creating, and that's what we want to continue doing. Creating.
Wow. I look forward to seeing that.
Thank you.
21st of July. to our listeners, keep an eye out for this song on the 21st of July. It's going to be released on YouTube, is that right?
Yes, and it'll be out on Spotify. And this song is called Never Forget, and we are collaborating with a Manchester-based singer, Nikki Simmons.
Right.
Who we met through No Straight Roads. She's an incredible singer, incredible right. musician, powerful voice. We really respect her.
Right.
And we can't wait to show our chemistry as musicians and friends to the world.
Great.
Did I mention the title? It's called Never Forget.
Never Forget. You did mention it, but yes. Feel free to mention it.
Okay. Again. I guess I forgot.
No, that's good. It's good. Give it a plug.
It's ironic for the title. I already forgot.
Right, yeah. I see what you did there. That's good. Well, we're coming to the end of our interview now, but if you could leave one message for your fans and our listeners, what would it be?
One comment. So thank you so much for listening to us. We're still a relatively new band, so we really appreciate you guys taking the time. And of course, for Dean to inviting us out here to talk with you. It's been really fun. And we are going to see you guys someday.
Right.
Somewhere in the world. We want to see you. We want to see you all. So please do support us. Just by listening to our music, you don't have to purchase anything now. Just please listen to our music. And if you can, please come to a show. And that would really help us out. Please follow us on social media, on Facebook, Instagram, and primarily Twitter, @ One Eye Closed JP.
Okay.
Yes.
And you can also be found on Spotify.
Yes, that's right. One Eye Closed. You will find us there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And Apple Music.
And all good.
And all that stuff. Yes. Yes. Oh, and please, I know you guys, I said you don't have to purchase anything, but if you would like to support us, please do get our physical album, Adam and Eve. We really worked hard on it, and we believe that a lot of people can relate to this. So please do give it a try. Thank you.
I've been listening to it, and I can relate to it, and I've been enjoying it. So
thank
I highly
so
recommend
much.
So before we finish, we're going to play one more song, mm-hmm. Monster.
Thank you very much.
And can you tell us a little bit about Monster before we listen to the song?
Monster tells a story about my alter ego, Cain.
Right.
Really having a mental breakdown and looking at himself in the mirror. And basically it tells a narrative of him talking to his inner demon.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. And we shot this music video underground, and it was very hot but very fun, and it was our first music video ever as a band, so we're very proud of it.
Right, so our listeners should go onto YouTube and check out the music video.
Yes, please.
Yes. Yes. Great, so we're going to listen to Monster from 2020, and thank you very much to Non and Ray for joining me today. And
thank you very
much. I look forward to hearing your new song on the 21st of July.
Yes.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you so much.
dummy, but I like to be kids so curiously. Tracks me inside until my knees. It is me up like a cannonball, so I sold to an arrow. Just one bit of chill, and five bits of kill, shot a knuckle so I can stand still. Even that is just a bullshit. You cheated like you never even saw it. Back of a fight, I'm never seeing the light. I end the scene at the car, cause people never wanna listen to my voices anymore. Just follow me whole into these oceans. Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Damn the shots of fantasies boiling down into the enemy. Who am I? Who am I? Don't listen, you back me up all the way to the kitchen. Swallow my pills so I can silence a voice. I'm banging my head just to beat and drown out the noise. Thin on the blood in my flow so I can go. Sleep and pass out on the floor. But you just don't never listen. Fuck all you heathens, pass over me while I'm bleeding. Even a little halo, not even a little hello. Tell them all the hell knows. All we want is to be seen. Find out what's just a nice me. Yeah, even a little halo. Not even a little hello. Tell them all the hell knows. All we want is to be seen. Find out what's just a nice me. Yeah, waiting for the little halo. Not even a little hello. Tell them all the hell knows. All we want is to be seen. Find out what's just a nice me. Yeah, waiting for the little halo.
I'm waiting for the halo.
Yeah.
Why you treat me like an animal? Toss me to the side like I'm a spinner ball. Light up my fuse, I'm so flammable. Back it before I break your mana ball.
Why you even mad? It's just some bullshit. You treated like you never even saw me. Back of a fight, I've never seen the light. I had to see the decline, cause people never wanna listen to my voices and emotions. Follow me, crawl into these oceans. Shots of fantasies boiling down into the enemy. Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Voices in emotions follow me hard into these oceans. Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? And the shots of fantasies boiling down into the enemy.
Wow, Dean, what a great interview. That went so well.
Yeah, really nice guys. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I learned so much. That was great. And I love, actually, I love the fact that they've already kind of had a, they're like well on their way in their career, even though they're just getting started. The fact that you said that they started in 2019.
Yeah.
And now they're already releasing stuff and they're signed. Yeah. Like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, they're very proactive, as you heard in the interview. You know, they're not afraid to drop an email or send a direct message on Twitter to a record company or a promoter. So, you know, they work really hard and they're very proactive, which is a great lesson for anyone who wants to get by in the industry.
Absolutely. Honestly, it's in this industry and in a bunch of different industries, but especially in the arts world, it really is who you know.
Yeah.
And if you just reach out and say, hey, I'm this listener, whatever, have your demo ready, have songs in your Spotify ready or wherever.
Yeah.
And that's how you get out there. Your songs become your calling cards.
That's right.
And that's how you make connections and get in the game.
Exactly. Yeah, you've got to go out and, you know, call out, and because no one's going to come looking for you.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can't just be making music your own little part of the world. You have to play the social media game and get in there, and also go and perform, whether it's online or live. It starts to open back up in the world. You have to, yeah, absolutely, 200% right, Dean.
Yeah. So how was Two Cowards?
They were great. It was a real fun time talking with them. They are a two-piece rock emo band from Oslo, Norway.
Mm.
So, yeah. So it's pretty cool they were here. The members are Marcus Overson and Morten Hammersmark, and they actually are quite new to the scene as well. They've released 5 singles since 2019. Most recently is Don't Stay and Love and Lost this March. So, and they got a new single coming out, which you're going to hear later on the episode. Oh, so they're actually quite new too. It's very interesting that we both have bands that are quite recent in their development, and they really came together during the whole COVID times, right, which is really kind of fascinating. I feel like a lot of artists that we've interviewed on this show, they start before the pandemic and they're like, oh, I miss being live, and then the pandemic kind of forces you in and forces you to like learn all these new skills and learn how to produce on your own and everything that comes with all that stuff. Yeah. But these guys, that's kind of how they got started. I mean, they've been in other bands before, but coming together and doing their thing within the pandemic and within the confines of staying at home without traveling to each other's places, it's really made them a lot stronger, and it's really fascinating to talk about. So we get into that interview. It's pretty cool.
Look forward to it.
They used to be called Old Cowards. But they just, the very week that we were doing our interview, they emailed me and were like, we're changing our name. We're Two Cowards now, which I get. I mean, honestly, it makes sense. You don't really, in this industry, if you can avoid being made fun of for your name, unless it's part of your shtick, then that's fine. But I think it's kind of nicer to be called like Two Cowards, supposed to be Old Cowards, especially when you're young like these guys are. Yeah. So it was actually kind of interesting. But we'll get into that in the interview right now. Please enjoy this interview with Two Cowards.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I am joined today with the band Two Cowards, which is members Marcus and Morten. Hey guys, how's it going? Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank I'm you. Good.
So,
how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much. Yeah. I appreciate that. It's early for me. but, you know, yeah, the life of an artist, you know? You always want to. I just want to jump in a little bit with the band name Two Cowards. How did you guys come up with that? I know you guys just recently changed it, but inquiring minds want to know. Tell us all about it.
Yeah. Marcus?
Yeah, I can start out. Me and Morten has been playing together since we were about 13 years old. And like back for 5 years ago, maybe, we had a band called Young Courage, which was a pop punk band, really. And we play like music inspired by Paramore, Blink-182, and all those kinds of music. But then the band ended and we stopped playing for a couple of years. But then like summer in 2019, me and Martin started to play again. And then we decided we wanted to make a band together and we only wanted to be two. And we figured out we couldn't name ourselves Young Courage. That would be wrong because we weren't really the same band anymore. So we needed to find something we could name ourselves, which was kind of funny. And then we just ended up with Old Cowards at first because it was the, you know, the total opposite of Young Courage. And now we were not young anymore and we didn't have any courage anymore. So we ended up with Old Cowards. But then just for a couple of weeks ago, we ended up with having Two Cowards. We changed the name to Two Cowards instead of Old Cowards, basically because we thought it sounded a bit better. And it also kind of describes the band a bit better because we're only two.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have something to add, Morten.
Yeah, it doesn't sound that offensive as Old Cowards, which was my main concern about the band name, basically. We understood what Old Cowards meant, but for people that didn't know us, I thought Two Cowards was kind of cleaner, I guess.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I mean, most bands, they have, say, 4 or 5 members in their bands, but we're only two, and me and Morten is producing and writing all the music. So it was kind of convenient to just name ourselves Two Cowards because no one is asking, is it only two in the bands? Yeah. They will, they just assume it's only two.
Yeah, well, there you go. And there's no surprises there.
It's
is what it is.
Exactly.
So we were talking a bit about before the recording started about how you guys got your start, and you were talking a bit about how you actually came up in the pandemic, and that's how you guys got together. Can you talk a bit about that?
Yeah, so basically we started jamming and like making music just before the pandemic hit, and then we released a song that was very quickly done and poorly produced just before the pandemic. But then after the pandemic, we started writing even more songs. And so, yeah, or like main business, or not business, but we've been mainly working during the pandemic. So, yeah, that's been really interesting to make music in a period where like performing them live isn't really an option. So like we've just been busy making music and having fun up till now, and we've been able to play a show, so we've been really lucky. That's how it's been during the pandemic. It's just making music and looking forward to what may be ahead.
And do you feel, I guess your main goal is to go out and do like a tour and keep performing in lives once things start opening up in Norway, right?
I mean, we can already do some shows, but I think it's still a bit of concern because there still will be restrictions, as well as we haven't put out that much music really. So I think we just keep making music, and then hopefully during the fall or during the winter, we can do a bit of a small tour or just play some shows in different cities here in Norway.
Yeah, and the one gig that we were able to do was almost cancelled right up until we walked on, because situation was kind of uncertain of how the city we were performing in, what they were about to do, like with lockdown or so we thankfully were able to do the gig, the show, to about 40 people, so a really intimate and tiny show, but it was a great first gig.
Just to get a grip on how close it was to it was closing down, like the next day they would also have a concert at the same studio, but that concert was cancelled. Because we were having the concert on a Thursday instead of a Friday, we were able to perform the concert, which was great because we've been practicing a lot, and I was coming with a plane from Bergen and we had a lot of planning. So we were really lucky.
That's so great. I love it. Honestly, there's nothing wrong with playing a small intimate show though.
It's nice.
It allows you to feed off the crowd in such a nice way. Which is
definitely.
I don't know about you guys. I kind of miss that. I kind of miss the crowd. It's definitely different performing to a screen. Just the energy change is just, oh my gosh. Humans are great.
For sure. yeah, for sure. We've been watching a couple of live streams of bands that we like. And it's not the same just watching. It's cool. It's a cool option for the times we're in. But once we're able to go to a real show it's going to be amazing.
I can't wait, honestly. It's gonna your sound is already really good. That's a testament to your great songwriting and production. I'm sure live it's gonna be fantastic. Actually, speaking of songwriting, what is the process for writing songs for you guys? And I know we're gonna be talking about a new single later on today, but with your new direction and your new band name, has that influenced your songwriting at all going forward?
Yeah, definitely. We write, record, and produce our own songs. I feel like the band has been learning area or platform for me as a producer. I feel like I can hear a progression during our releases. And I feel like these next songs, we're releasing a single now in July and an EP later in fall or autumn. And I think it's sounding it's sounding better than ever. I think we're heading in a more cleaner direction with the sound. but still having more fun with it than like experimenting a bit more and like a different, like a bigger variety of inspirations.
What are some of your inspirations? What really gets you going musically?
I guess for me at least, and I think for Morten as well, I think the mood we're in depends kind of what we're listening to. But for genres, we're really wide. Like sometimes I can listen to straight up pop, the pop I mean, and but sometimes you're in the mood for a hardcore metalcore, like bands like Architects, Bring Me the Horizon. But on a different day, you can listen to, like, say, Katy Perry. I don't know, radio pop. It just depends. And I think lately we just both been really inspired by the indie music, which is growing just like both in Norway and I think in the US, the indie genre. And in Norway, we have a lot of indie bands as well. I don't know if you heard about Boy Pablo or Girl in Red.
I'm going to look them up.
Really, no, it's up and coming artists which have like 9 million monthly listeners, and I think they somehow has inspired us with the music genre as well.
Yeah,
that's amazing. Indie stuff actually is very interesting in this time period because of COVID too, because everyone now has a laptop and everyone can record, but it does take a certain kind of person to be able to put that stuff together and produce it really well. So I like that we're getting this really good influx of like creativity, and I hope that the really good stuff kind of just pops out and rises above the rest, you know, because there's a lot of noise out there. Actually, speaking of your sound, let's talk a bit about your single that you released just a little while back, Don't Stay, which I know also is an A-side or double A-side, right? Because you also had Love and Lost as well that was released at the same time. We're going to be playing Don't Stay in a little bit. Can you tell us a bit about that song? What was the process? How did you come up with the idea?
So basically when me and Marcus get together to write a song, or we write separately, but mostly he comes down to Kristiansand where I live, and then we get together for a day and jam until we feel like we have a good foundation for a certain amount of songs. And that like first main riff was basically like a thing that we were both really digging or enjoying and thought was really cool. Marcus recorded the drums here in a studio in Kristiansand. We're really lucky to have a lot of friends that work in like the industry, so we could record the drums for free and get a good sound. So he recorded the drums, then flew back to Bergen, and I basically do the rest in this tiny room. Like the inspiration for that was actually like, I don't know if you can tell from the sound of it, but I was actually like inspired by Japanese culture and stuff.
That because the opening.
And at the opening, like the two voices that are speaking, I hope it's like clear what we're speaking about, but it's basically just me and Marcus trying to speak Japanese. And I don't know if we're I think you talked with someone who knew a bit of Japanese and they weren't really able to tell what we were saying, or
I have a friend who she's not fluent in Japanese, but she knows a lot, and I sent her the song and I was asking, is this correct Japanese? And she said, I can understand what you're trying to say, but grammarly this is so wrong. Okay, it's a bit too late now, but I guess people will understand what we mean about it. And it's just like a kind of humoristic twist to the whole song, but I think it's also funny because in the intro of the song me and Morten is discussing which Pokemon we like the best. And it's also kind of what we can do when we're just like a DIY band. We do everything ourselves. So if we want to discuss Pokemon in the start of a song, no one is like stopping us from doing it. And it's also cool because both me and Martin was growing up with collecting Pokemon cards. watching all the TV shows, watching the movies. And it was, so that's kind of a bit of influence from Japan as well.
Appropriate for our podcast for sure.
But I feel like I really like those two songs, like Don't Stay in Love and Lost. Even though I think it's kind of it's more of the heavier, more rocky songs we've done. And we're not necessarily headed in that direction, but I really like that about our band, that we can do those kind of songs and we can have more poppy songs. So like, I think that Don't Stay was really necessary for us as a band, and like a really great step for us as songwriters, and both writing lyrics and like experimenting with sounds, because it sounds very different than the other stuff we've done. And I think that like builds a foundation for the upcoming stuff we have.
Absolutely. And I also can add that we discussed previously that we listen to different songs based on which moods we are in. And I can't think kind of which seasons we are in, because like we released those songs in March here in Norway. It was a dark period, like with, there's basically dark all the time here in Norway when it's during the winter time, as well as COVID was hitting pretty hard. So everything was locked down. And I think it really fits with the songs then, that the more heavy sound, the more dark sound fits with the season, it fits with the mood and state of mind we were in. But now we're heading for summer, things are opening up again, and like the sun is up and it's summer, you know. So then we're in more of a good vibe, catchy summer feeling songs, and therefore we're releasing, like, for example, Not That Into It, which is a way more catchy pop vibe song.
Well, sometimes you have to get into the darkness before you get into the light. So
yeah, definitely.
So let's listen to Don't Stay, which was released in March. Please enjoy.
Trapped in this sound.
And we're back. Awesome. Yeah. That was great.
Cool.
Who knew that talking about Pokemon at the beginning of a track would be so perfect. It's like you knew that you were going to be on this podcast and you're like,
yeah.
This thing. Love it. Actually, it's funny that you guys talk a bit about how there's this pop and also a punk and the different feelings and emotions you could have. I feel that emo music is actually kind of a really nice pastiche or a nice mixture of all of that. Truly, it really does allow you to be whatever you want. Because, I mean, if you want to be really sad about it, then you can. If you want to go skank in the middle of a mosh pit, you can. Like, you know what I mean? Mm, really, yeah. It's all encompassing. So it's such a great genre. So, yeah, you have to paint with all the colors, you know? So you guys are going to be releasing a new EP soon, or you're working towards it. Can you talk to us a little bit about that? What's in store?
So we've been doing the summer, or right now we're working on an EP that we're releasing in the fall. I think like the sound is lighter, but I'm trying to be more honest, like in writing lyrics. Which I think that Don't Stay in Loved and Lost laid a foundation for. And like we say, we call our band an emo band, and we have a lot of fun with the term emo. So it's going to be emo, but I wanted to focus on like the brighter side at the end of it. I don't want to write songs that mainly focus on how terrible things can be or are, but like what happens at the end of that, there's always something else that comes after. So that's what I want to focus on this EP. So I think the sound is going to be like a bit more uplifting, but the lyrics are going to be more honest, but not necessarily just focused on a specific moment, but maybe like, what do I do about this if I feel this way? Yeah.
That's really interesting. Marcus, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I think he summed it up pretty all right. But I wanted to add that these songs are a bit lighter. But me and Martin is sometimes joking that we're a bit of a bipolar band. So like I already mentioned that, like even now we are making like a bit lighter music, but who might know, maybe we'll release some darker stuff in the my English just disappeared for a moment, but maybe later on we will release some music that is darker again. But I think, as Martin just said, I think we're more focused on the production part of the music now. We've been playing punk and pop punk our whole life, which has been fun, but it's so much about like flashing, having those cool riffs and have those flashy drums. But this is, I think, a bit more about the production. How, like when you're young, you just wanted to play all you can into one song. But I think this is kind of a test for us to test out the concept of less is more. To see, what if we have some straighter drums here? Maybe not the most flashy groove. And maybe if we don't have a lot of guitars, and maybe add some synths just to make the sound a bit more interesting, maybe.
And I think that's like the main addition to our music is like I've been really practicing how to turn different synth sounds and like turning the knobs on. Like I've bought a Juno and a Prophet synth just to like be able to evolve our sound basically. And I want to use that more because I'm really comfortable at the guitar, but I don't want to rely on it. Mm. Like, I don't want that to be the first go-to. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think this is going to be a really cool period for us because I feel like we've both evolved as songwriters and producers. So that's going to be really cool. Mm.
And also the way we've written some of the songs, I think, is different from what we did previously, because some of the songs I've been having like a small kind of demo or maybe just a chord progression, which I've been playing. And then I sent it to Morten and then he sends it back. And it's like a really modern way of making music compared mm-hmm. to what we've always been doing. Like we've always been getting together in a room and he like just jamming out. This has been kind of different because like for me living in a different city than Morten, it's been nice to continue making music even though we're not in the same city. So it's been a good way for us to challenge ourselves to like playing different instruments. For example, I'm not a guitarist, I'm not a like I don't play keys at all, but you figure it out and then like you don't need to be perfect on an instrument to make songs.
No, yeah, you just gotta really just give it, honestly. It's like when you're in karaoke and you're singing.
Yeah. Everybody like, can do karaoke.
Absolutely. It's about the feeling and the energy and the performance of it all and less about the technical aspect. Like, technique is important, obviously. Someone who's trained there in that regard. But it really is about, you know, can you give the energy and the right feeling? Actually, it's very interesting that you guys mentioned that in your earlier days it was just about getting music out there and you know just doing it for the hell of it, and now you're kind of focusing on being more honest. Is that because, do you think that's because you feel like you guys have grown as musicians and now you're like, I can really let my ideas shine because of how confident you are? Or do you think it's just like you're more mature now? Why do you think that why do you think you've become so confident?
I don't know how you feel about this, Marcus, but I feel like the way I think about life and just things now are different than it was 5 years ago. Like, I feel it's drastically different how I like work out things or work out things in my mind. So I feel like I want to write something that has meaning and is like thought through and like really has message. But before, like, we were listening to Blink 182 a lot, for example, and I think they have really meaningful full songs as well, but they also have those songs that are just like meant to be fun and just a light mood, and I really enjoy that as well. But I feel like I gravitate more towards writing songs that have some purpose with them or something I want them to like hit in somebody. I don't know if that comes across, like, if you understand what I mean, but
I do. I get it. It's about getting a really heartfelt message across. And I think we need that too, especially in this coming out of this pandemic. We need some soul and some real, a real sense of this is me, this is who I am, and this is what I want to say. Like, there's something really alluring about that, for sure.
Yeah. And I think, like, music is so many different things to people. Like, sometimes people just want to listen to music to have fun, and that's really cool, and that's all right. But I've never really been into music just for the fun of it. I've never played an instrument to have fun, if you get what I mean. I don't necessarily sit down at home and play guitar and think, oh, it's so fun to play guitar, but I play it because I want to, like, bring a message with it. If you, understand what I mean. That's like, I feel like that's how I view like my own music and my own playing. I don't want it to be just for fun. If I were to do something for fun, I would go play my PlayStation, you know?
Absolutely. So, get that Lucia PS5 out and start playing for sure.
Oh, yeah.
What about you, Marcus?
I think in terms of genre as well, I think we've been a bit more mature, because I think back in the days when we were a bit younger, like around 16, 17, I think we were really stuck up with the idea that it has to be punk. Or if it's not punk, it's rock. If it's not rock, it's something different. But, and I think we had like a term saying, that is not punk. We cannot like release that. But I think now that we've grown a bit more, maybe become a bit more confident, we don't really care about the genre so much. We're more like, it's a cool song. It's a cool chord progression. It's a cool way of writing. And we're like, we're not bound to the genre anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's also what is nice with being like independent. We don't need to rely on somebody else. If we think a song sounds great, we don't have a label that needs to push on a certain genre on us, but we can decide for ourselves what we think is great music or not.
Yeah,
absolutely. So let's jump into our new single that's coming out here. Not That Into It. It's coming out on July 24th, right?
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about that song before we hear it in all of its wonderful glory?
Yeah.
You want me to start or?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah. I think if I recall it right, I was writing like a small chord progression on my Cubase, just like it was so pop, but I think it was kind of nice. So I sent it to Morten and I said, I don't think we really can use it, but it sounds cool, right? And then he responded, yeah, this sounds great. We can work from it. And that was just a small demo. And I think we've been working on this single for a long time. I was recording drums for it here in Bergen in December. So I think we wrote the song, I guess, back in September or something of 2020. So it's been a song that has evolved slowly. But I think we're really happy with the sound of it. And we think it's catchy. And it's really close up to which music we're listening to now. And even though it's poppy, it's still got that poppic edge, I think. It's still guitars in there. The lyrics is kind of good. You can maybe talk a bit more about the lyrics, Morten. You know more about it.
Yes. So basically, this was maybe like Marcus' first song that he sent to me, and I just put my own like flavor to it after he had basically written like the sound of it and like the chords and stuff. So I just put together an arrangement, and then I worked out the vocals and recorded this stuff from here. So I feel like the song is so much more uplifting than anything we've ever done. Basically because I wanted to incorporate synths a lot more. And I've always been drawn to the concept of light songs or happy songs having maybe a bit darker lyrics. Like one of my favorite bands is 21 Pilots. And they really, I think they have a cool concept of like a lot of their songs are happy, like in terms of the music and maybe more poppy, but the lyrics are a bit more down, but hopeful as well. So I really wanted to like kind of catch that vibe of having a happy song, but talking about that, like maybe not everything is right, but I don't want to live that way. I want to like live a happy and positive life. So that's basically what Not That Into It means. It's that like maybe things aren't great right now, but I know or hope they will. So that's Not That Into It.
Awesome.
And it's worth mentioning that we made a music video for this single as well, which is also completely DIY. So we haven't like paid any company to make it for us. We just have a lot of friends who's also really into creative stuff. So one of my flatmates here in Bergen, he's into editing movies and like directing them. So on the 24th of July, we will release a music video for the song as well. So it's worth checking out, I hope.
Awesome. And where are we going to be able to find that? On YouTube?
YouTube, yeah.
And our YouTube channel, Two Cowards, Not That Into It. Yeah.
Nice. Great. Well, there you go. Couldn't have asked for a better introduction right there. Not That Into It by Two Cowards. Tied too deep.
a dizzy spell, a bit too emotional. I live in a dreaded world. I missed the point and made it my paradigm, but I don't feel better now, so I'm ready to sanitize, colonize. Maybe I'll develop thicker skin. Notice the patterns are falling in. Maybe these are the world that I wish within. Patch me up, help me grow. Bloom into something I've never known. Teary as water, the seed I've sown. Chasing myself again while standing in front of you. Oh, I'll probably sound insane. All this space, but I never clean up the dust. My brain's sick of shutting off, so I'm ready to sanitize, kill life. Maybe I'll develop thicker skin. Notice the patterns I'm falling in. Make peace of the world that I wish within. Patch me up, help me grow. Bloom into something I've never known. Teary as water, the seed I've sown.
Awesome. Great. That was fantastic. So if you could leave one message for our listeners and soon to be new fans, because that music was awesome.
Thank you.
What would it be? What would you want to say to our fans?
Yeah, just thank you for listening and checking us out. That's basically all we can ask for right now. So, thank you for taking the time to listen to what we have to say and what we are, or like, to us as a band. So thank you for that. Like, the most valuable thing we can ask for anyone, like from anyone, is their time. So thank you for taking your time, and hopefully you'll follow us on our journey and listen to our EP soon coming out. So thank you.
Yeah. And where can people find you guys?
Everywhere, I think, like on every streaming channel possible, Spotify, YouTube, I mean, like iTunes, definitely. So,
yeah, and also check out Instagram and Facebook, just Two Cowards, straightforward. And yeah, please, if you want to, follow and send us a message if you want to.
Yeah.
Sweet. Slide into those DMs. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Send us a DM. That would be fun.
Yeah.
Maybe in Japanese so we can learn some.
Ah, yeah. Yeah. You guys can better. You can talk a little bit about Pokemon.
So next single, it will be not like really poor grammar.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know what? We're always learning, even when we're outside of the pandemic. I thought life is
all
about. Yeah.
Well, guys, thank you so much, Marcus. Thank you, Morten. Thank you for joining us today on this wonderful episode. I hope that you guys get to come back, and later on we can talk about how your EP went, all that success, all of those excellent live shows you're going to do. We would love to have you back.
Yeah, we'll be happy to do that.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Peace out.
Yeah, peace out.
Thank you.
All right. And we're back. Dean, I hope you enjoyed that.
I did.
Yeah. And Not That Into It, their single that we just heard, it's going to be released on July the 24th. So pretty much right around when this episode comes out too. Yours is on the 21st, ours is on the 24th. So there you go.
Great. New music to look forward to.
Absolutely. So please follow them on all their social medias and stay tuned for more stuff coming from them. An EP in the future is definitely in the works. So that's very exciting.
Right.
Yeah. I know Dean and I enjoyed recording this episode and talking to our wonderful bands, but if you enjoyed this episode, you should consider being a Patreon donor at jtop10.jp/club and starting at $1 a month. You can support and help our podcast be as amazing as it is. And not only that, not only will you feel good about donating and giving something back to the wonderful people that give you all this great music, but you also get to listen to this episode and all episodes ad and announcement free. So there is a Patreon exclusive episodes that you can definitely check out, and we would it's always nice to not have to listen to ads once in a while, just to kind of go, and we're back, we're in the next thing.
Yeah.
Okay, Dean, please move on to the next thing, because I am rambling. Okay.
Right, and for our next episode, changing the pace of the narration completely, our semi-annual Top 20 Countdown will be out next week, featuring the top 20 J-Rock songs of the 90s. I love 90s J-Rock. Hosted by Ethel and Andy.
And there we have it. That was episode 386 of Japan Top 10 Indie Artist Interview, number 8 with One Eye Closed and Two Cowards. Thank you so much, Dean, for taking the wonderful time out of your wonderful schedule to interview this great band.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I really enjoyed your interview. It's fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. And we hope you guys enjoyed listening to us and listening to these wonderful new artists. And we hope you follow them into the future.
Yes.
So, without further ado, I'm Edward.
And I'm Dean.
And we hope we see you next time on
Japan Top 10!
Pew, 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 pew!
Bye!
Bye! Japan Top 10.